A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. Have I been with you so long a time, and you still do not know me?" Jesus' question touched a chord in me as I pondered this reading. As a cradle Catholic who just received her Medicare card, I had to ask myself if I really know Jesus, and by default, God. Like many of us, I attended Catholic elementary and high school, studied scripture in postgraduate studies, and certainly in formation as a Dominican sister. But do we, really know Jesus? Do I accept that Jesus is the image of the invisible God? Jesus follows up his question with the statement that if you can't believe that Jesus is in the Father, and the Father is in him because he says so, then believe because of the works themselves. Those works of healing, welcoming, teaching, accepting, and restoring life. So many miraculous events that improved the lives of those Jesus touched, brought them back into community, and demonstrated the compassion of a generous God. Do I really know Jesus? If I did, wouldn't I want to imitate him? Amen, amen, says Jesus. This is really important. Pay attention to this. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do. So, if I really know Jesus, I'm compelled to engage in works of healing, welcoming, teaching, accepting, and restoring life. There are so many areas in our nation and world today that need these works. How will we heal individuals who have no medicine or health care? How will we welcome refugees fleeing from gang violence or starvation? How will we teach the generosity of God through nature if it is destroyed by fracking or pipelines? How will we accept individuals who see themselves outside the ordinary? How do we restore the lives of women and children who have been trafficked? These questions, of course, could go on and on, but if we really knew Jesus and believed that he would answer our request, could we, do more than just ask the questions? Perhaps this is the time to have the courage to say, "Yes, Jesus, I do know you, and I want to do your works. In your name, I ask for the courage, wisdom, and energy to make a difference in our world."